الحمد لله الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد الخالق للإنسان المنعم عليه بالإيمان المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم القرآن. قال الله عز وجل: أم حسبتم أن تدخلوا الجنة ولما يعلم الله الذين جاهدوا منكم ويعلم الصابرين ولقد كنتم تمنون الموت من قبل أن تلقوه فقد رأيتموه وأنتم تنظرون. صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, in yesterday's lesson we mentioned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had stated, وَلِيَعْلَمَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَيَتَّخِذَ مِنْكُمْ شُهَدَاءَ وَاللَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الظَّالِمِينَ وَلِيُمَحِّصَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَيَمْحَقَ الْكَافِرِينَ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's purpose and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's object behind ordaining jihad upon you is so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may know. Now of course Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala already knows the believers. When Allah says Allah may know who are the believers, this means that this must be known on the ground, who's the true men, the true believers from those who are fake. In other words, the munafiqeen would also say, Amanna billah, we brought iman in Allah. But there was no iman that was found in their hearts. Their hearts were bereft and devoid of genuine iman and certainty and belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah would make it known on the ground now, who are the genuine believers from those who would just say Amanna, but they were not genuine. Now, in today's verse, Allah mentions this. So that is one point. Allah may make this known on the ground. And then also, Allah is doing the Muslims a favor by taking from among them shuhada, those who are martyrs, because on the day of Qiyamah we know that the position of the martyrs will be very, very different, very, very on another level compared to those who are not martyrs. And also so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may purify the believers. So in the current verse, Allah says, do you now think that you are going to enter Jannah? Whereas Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not yet made known on the ground those who have fought and struggled from among you. Now this, of course, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows already those who will be certain, those will carry out and they will do this deed of jihad at the time of jihad. Allah knows exactly who's those people who will do it. But Allah says, do you think you're going to enter Jannah? Whereas Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't yet know, in other words, it's not yet made known on the ground. وَيَعْلَمَ الصَّابِرِينَ. And do you think you are going to enter Jannah where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not yet made known now on the ground who are those people who are steadfast? So there will be tests. In other words, Allah is trying to tell the believers there will be tests, trials that will come in their way. Definitely they should come through all of these struggles and these trials and they should be steadfast. Allah says, وَلَقَدْ كُنْتُمْ تَمَنَّوْنَ الْمَوْتَ مِنْ قَبْلِ أَن تَلْقَوْهُ. Certainly you were desiring death. Allah is telling them, you see what happened in the battle of Uhud. We know before Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Sahaba went out, the Sahaba told Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam that we want to fight battle of Uhud, battle of Badr. We know how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's clear victory came. When the battle of Uhud came, those Sahaba who didn't participate in Badr, they were the ones who requested Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam to fight. And they asked Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam to come out of Medina and come out to the outskirts of Medina and fight the enemy. So they wanted to fight there. So Allah says, وَلَقَدْ كُنْتُمْ تَمَنَّوْنَ الْمَوْتَ مِنْ قَبْلِ أَن تَلْقَوْهُ. Certainly you were desiring death before you could meet death. In other words, you wanted to come out. Now Allah says, فَقَدْ رَأَيْتُمُوهُ وَأَنْتُمْ تَنْظُرُونَ. Certainly you have seen it, you saw it in the swords of the enemies. وَأَنْتُمْ تَنْظُرُونَ. Whilst you were on looking at that time, you knew death was going to come very well. So these challenges, in other words, Allah is saying, these challenges here, oh, you Muslim Sahaba, you should overcome them, you should come through these challenges, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will prove true those who are genuine from those who are not genuine, the sincere from those who are insincere. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.